Welcome to Uplift, inspiring stories to uplift the world. I am Gemma Serenity Gorokoff, your host, and today we have a special guest. Jennifer Quick is joining us. She is a soul clarity coach. Welcome on the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. This is lovely. So
please introduce yourself a little bit. Tell us a little bit who you are, some big insight about your life.
Well, I'm Jennifer Quick, and my business is Soul Clarity. I help people navigate their spiritual life, their emotional life, their mental, their cosmic story, their human story, to help them enrich their relationships, improve their finances, improve their health, empower, self-confidence, all of that. I am really the cosmic girl. I talk a lot about the cosmos and the soul stories. I work with the Akashic Records, but I also am a life coach. So I dive into the practicalities of living here on Earth and manifesting what we want to be living. So that's always, I always bring everything back to that. But I do love working in the cosmos and finding out people's soul stories, finding out the ancient history of humanity and all the different life experiences that we've had and how we bring them forward into this life. One of my absolute passions is really helping star seeds, is what we call them. These are people that are from off planet. Their souls originate off this planet, which is a lot of us, especially in the first world countries. And we're here to help humanity evolve into a more loving, compassionate, and united world. I love working with those people and helping them step into doing their service for all of humanity. It's quite exciting. I love what I do. And I don't know how to explain it further than that, but yeah.
I think it's wonderful, very clear. Thank you very much for sharing all of that, because that gives us a glimpse about your life, your world, how you see the world, what is true for you. And that's pretty amazing. So we were just touching about the word breakthrough before we hit record. And I loved how we started our conversation. So let's start over so that everybody can listen in. What kind of breakthrough did you experience today or very recently?
My recent one was really, I hit a ceiling in my career, a ceiling in my lifestyle, and a ceiling in my just sort of all areas of my life. I've kind of hit this ceiling point, and I kind of have been spinning there. And my life is changing. My kids are grown and things are changing. And I'm like, I need something different. I want to keep growing. And I was having trouble seeing how. And so then I started digging into, a lot of it came from my family history, as well as my soul history, and how that came together to give me these beliefs around finances. Fear of the government actually was a big one, right? A lot around taxes. Tax season is coming up for a lot of people. And I've discovered I had a lot of fears around taxes. And even though I'm pretty good with money, I hit a ceiling with money and I couldn't see past that. I have a really good lifestyle, but I couldn't see past that. And a lot of people, I run into a lot of people have struggles with the finances because they don't realize how much more good in the world you can do when you have more financial resources, right? So all those kind of things came through. There's a lot of shifts in my relationships, and my priorities in life are shifting again because my kids are grown and, you know, life has changed. My partner that I ran a wellness center with a partner of mine here locally for about 10 years. And she ended up passing away a couple of years ago. So I've been kind of floating since then and working through these breakthroughs. And now I'm really getting my stride again and seeing the vision of where I want to go and seeing it manifest. I'm seeing the steps happening. So I will share with everybody, actually, one of the big ones, this is a big tool that really helped me, was an aha that is relatively recent in my life. And it's the idea of sitting down with myself 5 years from now and asking her to tell me the story of how she went from where I am now to where she is. How does she handle these things? And that's who I go to now for advice. And it's quite enlightening to be able to shift over and do that perspective.
It's true. It is very enlightening. I have been using that tool too. It's interesting because when you go in that kind of future self meditation, I think I even have that on YouTube somewhere because I remember having given that as a meditation at some point a few years ago. When you go meet your future self in spirit, in meditation, it's like, yeah, just think about yourself 5 years from now and you realize how far you have come. So now imagine how far you can go.
And to get that really good advice, you have to dig into really embodying who that, like you have to become that person that you are 5 years from now. And that can take a bit of finessing to do. There's always the exercises where you envision what 5 years from now, and then you step into that vision. But this is going beyond that because now you are becoming that person and you're telling yourself the story of how you got there.
That is true. That is true. One of the things I also noticed is that it's not set in stone.
No.
What we can actually perceive and hear and understand from our future self, it's not set in stone. I remember a time back in 2016, I was learning intensely how to trade the markets and how to build the wealth based on my own wealth just for myself, but do it correctly, understanding the rules, the limits, and how to actually do it consistently, successfully, without just like running with the flow, but really like knowing what you do and why, with the risk mitigation and all of that. I was really learning deeply that. And once when I was in that world, I did that future self meditation 5 years from now. That would have pushed me in 2021.
Yeah.
And I did that and I saw myself as at the head of a hedge fund. I saw myself billionaire, like multiple time billionaires, because it's just how it works when you do it well and you have clients and you have your administrative fee. I mean, even a small percentage of a very big number, it's going to make you rich. There is no doubt about that. And actually, I saw all of that, and I saw that I took a franchise of that school that I was learning from, and all of that. And I wrote all of that down because that was what I was gearing toward. But then it is absolutely not what happened. So far from it.
Do you want to know why?
Yeah.
It's because it's not what you actually wanted.
That's possible.
We often dream and come up with great ideas and visions, and they're wonderful for motivating us. But until we really step in and embody them and take a moment to live them, we don't really know what they mean. They're grandiose, abstract ideas. But it's when you actually feel into it and you feel the resonance that is that being that person, that's when you can kind of, I don't like this or I do like this. So you have to think about who if you were to live that life, or if you were going to be a hedge fund person, and you were going to be this tycoon, what it sounds like, pretty exciting. There's the grand vision, that's all the exciting, which is the sales ad. But then dive into it and sit into really what kind of person has that job. Who would you be as a person who achieved that? Because you were molded as the experiences you had in order to get to that. And those all would have shaped and activated different parts of you. And so you would be a very different person. So what would that person be like that was actually doing that job? What would your day-to-day look like? What would your relationships look like? What would you do every day? And who are your clients? And like, what, really dive into the detail of that vision and try it on and see if it fits. Because my guess is it didn't fit.
It's so far removed from my soul purpose. And so far removed from the reason why God saved my life when I was done with domestic violence. It's not me.
No.
At all.
No.
And funny enough, in the facts that followed that vision, I, of course, started to get interested in what are the series, because you have to have some license. It's called series with numbers behind. What kind of series do I have to get in order to move forward in that direction so that I can start to learn and to study and all that kind of things? And when I actually bought all the material to study and starting to dive into that material, I realized that I was actually looking myself as a citizen, locking all the possibilities. I had to, if I would become that, I would have to legally only do that specific thing for which I would be licensed. And all the rest, like trading my own money, would be the no-no, or helping another to, yeah, showing a few traits here. It would be even going to jail for that. I mean, it's very seriously. So when I saw that, I was there. Oh yeah, and you cannot even have a side hustle. You cannot have a network marketing company on the side. And yet, it's forbidden. You cannot lend money to someone to help them out.
Yeah.
I was there.
But
no, I'm not going to put myself into that.
Look how disempowering, limiting, controlling, restrictive, like all your power is being given away to something. And isn't that what's happened when you're in an abusive relationship as well? You're giving all your power somewhere else. And so the vision gave you the strength to rise out of the story you were living, but you actually moved into healing and breaking the patterns, which is why that job wasn't right. The job worked, the vision worked as an inspiration so that you faced your what you needed to in order to empower yourself and take back your power, right? But you would have been giving it away in order to go after that. So kudos, you know, big kudos to you, applause to you for stepping up and doing the soul work of healing everything that took you for being in the situation instead of just replacing it. Far too many people finally get the energy to get out of a relationship or a situation that is so uncomfortable, and yet they find themselves in the exact same situation with a new face.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's a very common thing. If you don't face the issues, if you don't face the beliefs, the disillusionment, the patterns that have created that situation in the first place, you're just going to recreate it with a new face. So good on you.
Thank you. And that's true. This is exactly how the path unfolded. Once I understood, when starting to dive into that world, I started to understand what it was about.
So now I have a question. Because you're out of it. You've broken the patterns in your life. You have a pretty free life. Responsibility, like you're responsible for yourself. You're living a free life. You're doing what you want to do, right? So you've broken those patterns. Now what? Where are you going now?
It is so exhilarating what's going on now.
Yeah.
So exhilarating. So much better than this original vision I got. So much better.
Yeah.
2022, I started the first of my two shows. Real talk, real women, breaking the silence around abuse so that we can actually inspire victims hiding in plain sight that abuse doesn't have to be forever, and that even a negative thought pattern is abuse toward oneself.
Oh, huge.
Even that. So it's now you don't need to be hit in order to be recognized as living in an abusive relationship. It's really, that's really the purpose of Real Talk, Real Women. 1 year later, Sasha answered my request. Sasha is my husband. Sasha answered my request when I came to him and I said, hey, I meet amazing men. I meet amazing women who did not go through abuse. So all those great people, I cannot feature them on Real Talk, Real Women, but I would love to interview them and to hear their stories and things about them and how they see the world and things like that. And he said, you know what? You love to do those shows. I surely do, definitely. Okay, so how about you run 2 shows? Uplift, inspiring stories to uplift the world. So I credit him fully on the picture. There is Sasha, Jennifer, Gemma, or whoever guessed Gemma. So you really see both of us because it's really like, it's an answer from both of us about just embracing, uplifting, inspiring, and being free.
We need both. We need a space where you can share the experience so that you can help others identify when they're in the experience. And hear the stories for the inspiration. But then we also need to know that there's another world. There's another option. There's a rising above it. There is, you know, there's a path forward. And so your 2 shows are really offering that. And it's beautiful to see that. Now what?
Definitely. Now what? Now the next step is that we are creating GNS Academy.
Oh, GNS
for Global Network of Success. Yep. Also stands for Gemma and Sasha. That's what's funny to realize that it was the same letters. But basically, the idea is that there are 3 big topics we are expert in. Self-mastery, prosperity mindset, yep, and leadership. So these are the 3 big categories that we are filling out new online course every couple of weeks. So and that allows a subscription-based business, yeah, that allows everybody to come and to consume at their own pace, and still new course come regularly.
So you're growing again, right? Hold and on. Now you're growing from a different platform because you're growing from a healed space and yeah, your world is pretty bright and you're pretty sovereign. And so the motivation forward is different than it was before. You're not running from something, you're actually shopping towards something.
Yeah.
So it's a whole different than motivation that goes on. And when you're envisioning the future, that you take it, you're into meditation and self-empowerment. So now when you're looking at this business, go into your future self and or actually I've been working with people on this and it's activating the Dharma. So we talk a lot about karma and getting rid of the things that hold us back and negativity, but there's also what's called Dharma. And so in a past life, you have been a business tycoon. You have been a teacher. You have been a leader of a mass following. You've had all these skills. You've been an accountant. You've had all these, and all those skills are still accessible to you. You just have to go in and activate them. So as you're growing, you're like, you can feel into it and go, I need it. Let's download that. Let's download that information. And then it presents to you and you move through it.
True. Absolutely true. The solutions that come alongside my past, it's like you just walk and it just works. And it's just, okay, thank you for the blessings. Thank you for the blessings. This is exactly what I was looking for. That was exactly the person I was looking for. Exactly. It's like, whoa, that is manifestation at its finest.
It is.
But yeah, it is soul aligned. It is soul purpose. That matters so much.
Yeah.
You know?
And acknowledging it when it comes, seeing it for what it is and taking advantage. I love the show, Jim, I think it was Jim Carrey that started in the, I think it was called The Yes Man. And he went through the whole show where he just said yes. Every opportunity that came along, he said yes. And no matter what the trial and tribulation was, no matter what weirdness it put him into, he just said yes and went with it. And he ended up falling in in love with his soulmate and creating a whole different life that was so much more passionate and fulfilling to him at the end of the movie. I love that movie. But that's where you're at, is you're at the point where these opportunities are now coming. You shop your dharma and activate your dharma, and the opportunities present, and you just start moving forward and you just keep growing.
That is exactly what's happening. Right. And it's magical. I feel it's magical, even though I totally know what it is, but it feels magical.
It is. It does work like magic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jennifer, I really feel you as an amazing soul clarity coach, life coach, cosmic guide, something like that. Oh, I really appreciate your energy and your insights and your answers. I would love people to reach out to you and to connect with you.
Yes,
what
please.
Is your website?
JenniferQuick.com.
As is my site.
Yeah, it's there true. We go.
JenniferQuick.com.
And, you know, there's a lot of information on my site, so you can read through it and have fun reading it and the articles and stuff like that are in there. But don't hesitate in just booking a discovery session, and I'll spend a few minutes talking to you and figure out where you are and what it is that you need to start moving forward in your life. What is it? Because if you shop through all the different things I do, it's hard to decide where to start. So start with just reaching out and making a call with me, and we'll figure it out together. What it is that you need.
Much easier. Much easier. Who is your ideal client? Who do you love to work with? What kind of people?
Oh.
Just think about the clients you love the most.
There's such a variety. I love those people that are looking for... They know there's something, they need that breakthrough, and they're willing to embrace it and go for it. And as soon as they're like, I don't get it. What am I not seeing? And I'm like, this is who you are. This is what your soul is all about. This is your soul story. This is this is why your soul decided to come here. And this is what it brought into this life. And they go, yeah, that feels so good. That feels like the deepest part of me is going, yeah. And they are ready to jump into that.
Right.
So many of us take our soul calling and bury it so deep inside of us because we're told that we're too bold, we're too bossy, we're too busy, we're not organized enough, we're too spontaneous, we're too, too nosy, too, all these things that we're just too much of. And it's so false. Those are usually where the gifts lie. And what you're meant to do. And when people hear that about themselves and they start seeing, and then I tell people what their soul does between lives and how that influences this life, they're just like, oh, that makes so much sense. And they get all lit up and excited, and all of a sudden they know exactly where they're going and they're ready to go there. And I love that.
That's fantastic. Jennifer, thank you for being a beacon of light that we can follow and we can rely on. Thank you for offering your support to those
Thank you for having me on here. This is fun. I love this.
I love you too. Thank you so much.
Thanks for doing what you do, because getting those words out there and getting those stories out there and getting people talking, so important. There's too much divide in our world right now. We need to start talking and coming together, supporting and growing together. And that only happens when we start talking and to each other. So
that is true. Thank you to you. All right.